No, there's not.
Good.
Thanks so much. Severin, we could fast forward to Chol Hamoed. Mm-hmm. Thinking about great Chol Hamoed trips, you're going to visit a relative up in the country, or you're going to, you know, some I don't know, Pennsylvania, you're taking a big trip. Where what we're not going to discuss is if you have to say Tefillas HaDerech, if it's a big trip or if it's not a big trip. Let's assume it's a case where you're definitely, according to everyone, you need to say Tefillas HaDerech. Okay. But the question is how many times a day, or how many times in your trip, how many times in your Chol Hamoed, are you going to have to say Tefillas HaDerech? Do you say it more than once a day? How clear is it? How often are you going to be saying Tefillas HaDerech? So the Gemara in Brachos Chaf Tesman Beis is the source of Tefillas HaDerech, and all the Gemara says is Kol HaYotzei LaDerech Tzarech L'Spavel Tefillas HaDerech. If you're Yotzei LaDerech, you go out into the road, you have to say Tefillas HaDerech. Not very helpful from the text of the Gemara. And then the Gemara goes on and says what Tefillas HaDerech, what the bracha is. That's really it for how many times you say it. All the Gemara tells you is Yotzei L'derech. So the Shulchan Aruch, quoting a Kolbo, gives us a little bit more guidance. In Kuf Yud, Simen Kuf Yud, Os Hei, Sif Hei, says, Ein Tzarech Lomer, Osa Ela Pam Achas B'Yom. Once a day you make a Tefillas HaDerech. Even if you take a pit stop, you know, I don't know, you're going down to Pennsylvania and you stop for an hour on the way to go see some attraction on the way, and then you get back into the car or whatever, you have a rest stop in the middle, or even if you stay there and do something for an hour, still you only make one Tefillas HaDerech. But if you think you're going to sleep over that night in your pit stop place, and then you'll continue tomorrow the rest of your journey, but then you change your mind and you say, you know what, the hotel rates here are too expensive, I'm just going to go and go the full way in one day. Since you thought you were sleeping over that night in that pit stop place in your middle area, then you do need to make tzarech lachzer u'spal osa pamacher. So unless you have that weird scenario where you change your mind, you know, who here changed your mind? You know, your wife prepares your Chol Hamoed trip from the beginning. First thing, you have to follow it to a T. You know, whatever she says, you're going to go here and here at this point. You know, rush. Your plans aren't changing. You're going there all, you're getting to Pennsylvania by the end of the day. You may stop a couple of times in the middle of the place to do attractions, but still, you're only making one Tefillas HaDerech. And the Mishnah Berurah, you know, codifies this as well. He says, he says, even if you rest in the middle of the day for 4 hours, since your whole intention was to continue going, one Tefillas HaDerech. Okay. Interestingly, there's a Chazon Ish, or quoted in Orchus Rabbeinu, from the Chazon Ish, and you'll tell me what you think about this. He seems to be misopic about this question. It's an explicit Mishnah Berurah, but he writes, Maran Chazon Ish, this is in Orchus Rabbeinu, Chelek Aleph, in Os Reish Tes. Maran Chazon Ish, Besov Shnas Tavshin Yud Gimel. What year is that? Someone here? Tavshin Yud Gimel? Says 60-something years ago, right? We're already talking about, right? 1950. I don't know. Long time ago. Yeah? Nasir Yerushalayim. So he went from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim, Bimonit, in a taxi. Levakaris Achiv Agram Zatzal Shayachola. His brother was sick and he went to visit him. Vishah Bebeso, he hung out at his brother's house for 3 hours, Kishloshos. Vinachsham, he rested there. I don't know if he went to sleep, but he rested there. Vinachsham. Uvichazara, when he wanted to return to Bnei Brak 3 hours later, the same day, Bikesh Meharam Ramag, I don't know who that is, Shlita, Sheyotziu Bebirchas Tefillas HaDerech. He should have the Chazon Ish in mind for Tefillas HaDerech that this other rabbi was going to make. Ki yistapik im mechuyav od pam b'Tefillas HaDerech. Because he wasn't sure, the Chazon Ish thought maybe he's chayav in Tefillas HaDerech. It doesn't say why. So I don't know if that's all, end of story. So I don't know, it doesn't sound like the Chazon Ish changed his mind. It sounded like he was always going for 3 hours to visit his brother and then returning. And yet from that language, it sounds like the Chazon Ish was misupik that maybe he's chayiv in a new Tefillas HaDerech. That would be a wild chiddush. That would mean that you're going on a Chol Hamoed attraction which you know you're going, I don't know, pick a place far away that you're going on a one-day trip, I don't know, you're going to Lancaster. You're very bold, right? So you decide to leave at 7 a.m. Pesa, Yechol Moed morning, and you're going to come back at 9 p.m. in your house, right? You're going to make a whole day trip to Lancaster and back. So it sounds like, according to this Chazon Ish, you stay at Lancaster for 3 hours, on your way back, the Chazon Ish would be Mesupik if you make another Tefillah Sederach, which is wild because it's connected to Mishneh Berurah against everything else. I don't know, question mark.
How many hours?
So it doesn't say, it's not an hour. It's one day. It sounds like one day, we only make one bracha, unless you have a total change of plans.
But a day doesn't necessarily mean 24 hours.
Oh, so 1 second, that's my next point, 1 second. Excellent. That's a distance. I'm not getting to the distance. You need a whole other shear. I need a whole hour for that shear. You don't want to be here for an hour. The distances are trickier. Let's assume it's a place where everyone knows you need a bracha. Let's say Pennsylvania from Queens. Definitely you need a tefillah sederach. Yeah?
It would be either way. Going one way, yes, it would be on your way
back. He sounds like you need, right? But from the Mishneh Berurah, it didn't sound that way. No? Mishneh Berurah said one day, one tefillah sederach. You go to Lancaster and back in one day. According to Mishneh Berurah, only one tefillah sederach. Chazon Ish sounds like, according to Mishneh Berurah, because it was all, your wife told you at 7 a.m. in the morning, you're going and coming back in one day. There's no change of plans. You know you're coming back. So since your das was to make the bracha, going and coming, according to the Mishneh Berurah, only one bracha. Chazon Ish seems to argue with that and seems to say, I'm not sure why exactly, that it's not based on what your intent is. It's kind of like based on what defines a new journey, it sounds like. You made it to Lancaster, that was one journey. Now you're coming back, now it's a new journey. I don't know. I have nothing else to say practically, except to tell you, there's another interesting sheet of the Chazon Ish, which I saw quoted by, I didn't see this one inside, but it's quoted by Karna Igris, in the Karna de Igrisa, Chelek Aleph Os Kuf Lamed Aleph. We have to check that out. But apparently the Chazon Ish is quoted as saying that even in one day, let's say, you got a very bold family. What do you want to do? You're going to go on 2 Chol HaMoed trips in one day. Yeah, one day. Try doing that. I'd be exhausted. I would be out on the couch by that point after the first one. But you go, so you're going to Lancaster. You're going far away in the morning. Then you're going to come back to your house so the kids can take a nap for an hour. And then you're going to another Chol HaMoed trip in the opposite direction for the second part of the day. But you're coming to your house in the middle. You're returning to your house. So it sounds like this Chazon Ish, the second Chazon Ish is quoting, there you would also make 2 brachas. Which is interesting.
Then you start again.
But 1 second. Did you know at 7 o'clock in the morning what your plan was? Let's assume yes.
But
if you don't have 1 second, if you didn't have any plans, then it's easier to say 2 brachas. But here it sounds like even if you knew your plans at 7 o'clock in the morning, you've been planning it for weeks. You know you're going one way in the morning, then you're coming back to the house taking a nap for your kids, then you're going the other way. Then in the afternoon. Sounds like according to the Chazon Ish, you should make 2 brachas. According to Mishneh Berurah, I think you would only make 1 bracha because you knew in the morning it's all based on your das. Chazon Ish sounds like it's all based on a new trip. What defines a new trip? Yeah?
The second Chazon Ish is definitive?
I'm not sure. I didn't see it inside. I saw it quoted. We have to look this up.
The first one is
Mesupik. Correct. Again, I'm not sure. Okay, good. Next question. What about your question about how do you define a day? So what about the night? What's the best time to drive with kids? Come on, anyone here with the young kids, what's the best time to drive? At night. So what do? You're going to go to Lancaster. Now you're going to go to Lancaster in the morning, let's say, and then you're going to spend all day Lancaster. You're going to put your kids to bed at 7 o'clock in Lancaster in the car. And what are you going to do? You're going to hope it's going to be a quiet ride back. We're going to be out cold. You know, you have a couple of kids in the back, quiet. It doesn't always happen that way, but that's the plan. But you're driving past Shkiel. Your second journey is already the next night. Halakhically, that's considered the next day. So how do you define Tefillah Sederach? So the Shevet HaLevi asks this question. He says, no one really talks about this explicitly, but he says, Pashtus HaLakha, he says, Delayla Nimshach Achre Hayom, similar to Birchas HaTorah, he says. Well, he doesn't say that, but others say the Shulchan Shlomo or Shlomo Zalman also says it's like Birchas HaTorah, but this Shevet HaLevi in Chelek Ches Kuf Samach Zayin says that Pashtus HaLakha is the Laila Nimshach Achre Hayom Upater. He says you're Pater from a second bracha of coming back. In other words, you go in the morning, You make one bracha, tefillas aderech, one tefillas aderech. You come back after shkia, late night trip back to your house. You're still not making a new bracha. You're still banking on that original bracha. Because it's like Birchas HaTorah, that the night goes after the day. The day is defined from avos haShachar to late at night to tzeis. That is how you define the bracha. Fine. What about the next question? What about if you do it two modes of transportation? So you take a flight to, you know, Chicago in the morning, and then you're going across Illinois, I don't know, in a train for the rest of the day. You make two brachas, one bracha. So I saw the, I sort of cited the Blitzky quoted on the Kuntris of Tfilas HaDerech. He's quoting Har Olamid Hey as saying he's not sure, but he comes out that probably you only make one bracha in that case. Again, no one really speaks out the lumdus. I guess the lumdus would be is that if it's a, you view it as two different trips, I guess you can't. Maybe you would think that maybe it's two different brachas, but still it seems like you only make one bracha. Final question, or really one and a half more questions. What about if you have a 3-day journey? So you're not so bold to go to, I don't know, Lancaster in one day. Your kids can't handle it. So what are you going to do? You're going to make it a 2-day Chol HaMoed trip. But the goal is clearly, I don't know, maybe make it farther. I don't know, Lancaster, you could do it one day. Even I could do that, I think. But still, let's say you decide to go to, I don't know, somewhere really, and you're going to Washington, D.C., but it's going to be a 2-day Chol HaMoed trip. But you're going to stop over somewhere on the way to Washington, D.C., but the whole point is to get to Washington, D.C. So now you make a new Tfilas HaDerech every day or not. So the Pri Chadosh says perhaps you should make a new, you only make one bracha because the whole goal is to get to the place. So the whole idea, it's like one elongated trip. Okay, you have to stop over in the middle. Still, he would seem to say that you only make one bracha. However, the Bach says, no, every day requires a new bracha, and that seems to be the clear pshat of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Os Chavav over here, Paskins, that says, Os Chav Dalet says, Perish b'chol yom v'yom, kol zman shu baderech mechuyav lomer osa. Even if it's all one trip, every day is a new day, similar, I guess, to a Birchas HaTorah type Sfarah, that every day requires, you know, a new Tfilas HaDerech. Final question, what about, it's not relevant, doesn't look like it's relevant for anyone here, ever was a taxi driver. If you're a taxi driver, what about that? It's a tough one. So, you know, let's say you're going all over the place, but you never know where your next ride's going to be, right? You never know, so how many Tfilas HaDerechs do you make? One, or every time you go something which is Machai of you to make it?
Well, why can't rely on the Mishnah Berurah, which says definitively, once a day?
But That was only if you didn't change your plans. Taxi driver always changing his plans.
No, that's his plan.
Fine, okay, so you look at the Dirshu. So Dirshu Mishnah Berurah in the Haros quotes from Rabbi Yashuv and from a sefer I wasn't familiar with. He quotes that from Rabbi Yashuv, and I saw others quote this as well. Dirshu Mishnah Berurah in the Haros quotes this as well, that it seems pashut that you would only make, you know, one tefillah sederach because it's idas. My own thought, I don't know, I wonder what the Chazon Ish would say about a situation like that. Because there, if Chazon Ish says it's not based on, you know, thought, it's all based on a new trip. So really, every taxi driver is a completely new trip. You know, so I'm not sure what the Chazon Ish would hold about that, but yeah.
Both passengers,
that's a good one. Let's say you got a non-Jewish, not from, you know, passengers. So you still have to say it to us, you're still driving. I'm not sure. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.